fart. It's Bacon. Hi, poodle.
Hi.
Hi, squeaky kitty. Hi, squeaky dirty man. Not you, fart.
Oh.
Hey, this is Kathy Bacon,
who?
Also known as the deputy mayor of Squaropolis. And I'm actually calling you from Squaropolis, coincidentally.
Wow.
And
who?
My question is, why are you not a square?
Oh, is this an axe, Big Fatty?
That's my question.
Oh, that's your way to music?
And a damn good question.
You know, I love it when Kathy Bacon gets to the point, finishes, and there's no, like, you know, hubba-baloo anything. She just gets to it, does it, done. She moves on. I think
but she did not conclude her call like she normally does.
No, she didn't.
She didn't.
She should have done that.
Because she's not exasperated calling us. She loves calling us.
Oh, she does.
She does.
Yeah.
And leaving a message for someone else.
I don't know who she left that message for.
She has to call for Fatty everywhere.
Yeah, well, of course she does.
Yeah. It's only when she calls Ricky and only when she calls Ricky and from Foul Monkey. What's wrong? You scared me. Don't scare me. You freaked out. Your eyes just bulged.
Because we were talking about Big Fatty.
I know, but don't do that. I thought you didn't hit record.
Oh, I didn't. We've just been recording blank air for 25 minutes. So.
Yes, Big Fatty.
And everybody. Well, you want me to play the song again?
Every time we say Big Fatty, he is my pod god.
Can I just put it on repeat?
Yeah, just do that.
Okay. I don't know how to do that. Just kidding.
She did make a question out for him.
What is that?
It's a very good question.
Do we need to play the voicemail again?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. The pod god. Why is he not a square?
I know why he's not a square.
Andy Vera Charles is a square.
Yes.
Yes. Well, he did kind of tell us why he's not a square.
Yes.
Yeah.
So a long time ago. First year.
First year, why he's not.
First year. It's 2 years later.
Why is he not a square?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
You scared me. Don't scare me.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2449 of the BFO for the right. The 16th of June, 2017. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all have got some voice letters to play for you, and I have no idea what else. Big Fatty. Hello, 3000ers. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well. Y'all, do you know why you're 3000ers? Big Fatty, are you finished doing the little show? No, not quite. Not quite. But y'all, you're 3000ers, because y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you may not recognize those voices. It's been a while since we've heard them. But those are the kids from over there from It's All About Meh. It's All About Meh. And, you know, they were talking about Big Fatty not being a square. Well, I was anointed. Big Fatty, this sounds like it's going to get vulgar. I was anointed square number 3000. Well, Big Fatty, that's why you're a 3000. Well, what about us? Never mind. Big Fatty. Yeah, I gotta see y'all today for right, the 16th of June, y'all, we have not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal, plus y'all, back in 2003, y'all, it was the Ford Motor Company's 100th anniversarium. So, Big Fat, does that mean it's the 114th today? I guess so. Well, isn't that special? But y'all, back to celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, this is interesting. Two of the celebrations of exiting the birth canal have Well, you know, all three of them have something to do with the little show you heard at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, it's all about meh. It's all about meh. Y'all, the first former co-host many years ago, y'all, it was at Caitlin. It was at Caitlin. She came to one or two of the Pride 48s out there in Las Wages. Y'all, the second one, she's been very active in Pride 48 little shows. In fact, she's going to be doing one Pride 48 weekend. Next weekend, y'all, is that Zombie Girl TJ. She's going to be doing the Brain Dead little show. But, y'all, she used to be the mayor. The mayor of the Square Village, Fanny. And y'all, then our third celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you heard him. You heard him. He was scared. He was scared. Y'all, is that Ed Candelabra? So, y'all, if you see Caitlin or Zombie Girl TJ or Ed Candelabra on the 20th, or the FaceSpace, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fanny, don't forget to wish Henry Ford a happy 114th anniversarium. Well, maybe we'll run by and pick up Caitlin and Zombie Girl and TJ and Ed Candelabra in the Ruby Red, and we'll all go. Yeah, yes, Big Fanny. And we'll all go get gassed up. No, I was gonna say have some cake.
Birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hi, it's me, Big Fatty Paul Chayeti.
Hi.
Yes, I'm just ringing in.
Uh-huh.
Because
yes.
A friend of mine is here.
Oh.
Who?
Yes.
He's very, very keen.
Keen.
On freeing the pie.
Oh yes.
It's my friend Charlie Gurr. He's a bear celebrity from Bear Guria.
Okay.
Yes. He's very keen.
Yes, free the pie. We talked about that.
Yes, hello, it's just me. Yes, I just wanted to say that I very much agree with freeing the pie.
Yes!
I think the pie should be freed, and, it should be freed into my belly.
Yo!
Yes, I like it to be free.
Yes!
Run free in my belly.
Oh!
And, the only thing that's better than one pie is two pies.
Yes!
In my experience.
Food, baby!
Two pies, three pies.
Oh!
Or 12 pies.
Oh, Big Fatty.
Any of those pies is good.
Yes.
I like them. Yes.
Yes, Big Fatty.
So pies I'm very keen on.
Yes.
And,
Big Fatty, baby. Yes.
Let them run. Let them run.
Oh, you got the.
Towards my
belly.
You
have the runs?
Yes. It's very nice.
Does pie? Yes.
Do like if you might talk more about pies on your show.
Yeah, does pie give you the
it's
runs?
Very much nice. I do like to hear all your other news, and I like to hear Poodle.
Poodle! Yes!
But,
pies
is very good.
Poodle pie! So,
thank you.
Yes!
Here we go now. I need to eat 12 pies.
Oh, you got to go to the turlet? Yes!
Well, there you go.
Oh!
That's Charlie heading off towards
the turlet.
The pie shop. So,
is that what we're calling it?
I think I might go with him, actually. Charlie, wait for me.
Oh.
Bye, guys. Bye. Bye, Big Fatty. Bye, Poodle.
Bye.
Wait for me, Charlie.
Dear
wait
Gussie.
For me.
Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, that is the Chayeti and Chayeti and Charlie, the pie pooping bear, Fatty the pie pooping bear. Thank you so much for the call, and Charles, we evidently touched something big, Fatty. You're making it vulgar. And Charlie, when we told the story when Derwood and I went to supper and they had to free the pie, big Fatty. Yes, and you created a food baby from the free pie too, big Fatty. Now I've gone and made it vulgar.
Oh, hi, big Fatty. It's me, Tuppy. I mean Stinkpot. Hey, I hope you're doing good. Loving the show as always. Hey, this just in. Why, it's very possible I might be down in the South Kakalaki area. And, because I'm a sensitive guy, I want to coordinate through you because I might, want to go over to the connections that their gay bar you guys love so hard. And, I wouldn't, because I'm a sensitive guy, I wouldn't want to do that on a night that Vader and his friend... Oh, what was it? I didn't catch his name. Boy, he sounded like a nice guy. I wouldn't want to do it on the same night they go to Connections, because, I wouldn't want to offend them or anything. What was the word? Ugly? Yeah, ugly. Well, that usually means one of two things. They're either old or fat, or maybe both. Yeah, so, I qualify for both of those, so... Oh, what else? Word did he use? It was ghetto, I think. Ghetto. Well, that could mean they're put off by pigmentation that's darker than theirs or something like that, maybe. Or, ghetto sometimes also used for people who are in a less than desirable economic stratosphere. So it could be, anyways, I'm white as a ghost, so I don't want to take the chance that, I'm not quite up there. Well, I don't make big bucks. Let's just get right down to it. And let me guess, they probably saw people that had a few teeth missing. Well, gee, I qualify there, too. So I just thought if I coordinate through you, you could tell me, because I bet you know their schedule, when they're not going to be there, it's not likely anyways, and then that's when I can go. Yeah, on second thought, don't bother. I'll just stay at home, where, I won't offend anybody. Besides, I don't really have the money to go down there anyways. And... let's face it, nobody down there probably wants to consort with somebody that cleans toilets for a living. No. Anyway, just skip the whole thing, Big Fatty. Anyways, it's Friday. I do hope that you and your listeners have a lovely weekend. Can't wait to hear all about it on Monday's Little Shoe. All right, this is Stinkpot, over and out. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye. Y'all, that is old Stinkpot from the Stinkpot Show. Big Fatty, he's wanting everybody to send him a call him and say, no, no, no. Big Fatty, why does he want? I don't know. Okay, but first of all, Stinkpot, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice, and you're always welcome down here in Charleston and here at the villa, and here's the thing, I don't think that there'll be any need to worry about the that group of renegades. We'll call them the group of renegades, or maybe the renegades, Fatty. Going back to the connections, it sounds to me like they've dug their ditch. Big Fatty, what does that mean? I don't know, but they've done it. Anyway, Stinkpot, anytime you want to come down. Now, I will remind you that you may become terribly offended. Because there's a good chance that Granny will be Big Fatty. And by the way, Stinkpot, did you hear the Shy Yeti's friend, Charlie? He's freeing the pies, and whichever turret he's going to, you just go the other way, Big Fatty.
Hello, Big Fatty.
Hi.
Hello, it's me, Paul the Shy Yeti.
Hi.
I won't stop long. I have a message from Ick.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Ick,
yes. What is it?
The floor is yours.
Oh, the floor.
Hello, Big Fatty.
Hello.
Hello, Poodle.
Hi.
I just wanted to tell you about a gift that I recently received from Mr. Tuppy Smelly.
Oh.
I believe you call him Stinkpot.
Stinkpot.
Anyway.
Was it a food baby?
You can probably hear them. He sent me some peepers.
Peepers?
Yes.
Jeepers?
They come from near where he lives.
Jeepers,
yes,
creepers.
He sent me them. Unfortunately, once they arrived here, they escaped.
Oh, yes. But,
anyway, I was very sad about it. But anyway, they now live down by the lake.
Oh, yes.
And,
uh-huh.
I am arranging for them to become like a swimming...
Do they like pie?
And also like a running team.
Oh.
Running around the lake.
A running team.
Lake, swimming across the lake.
Oh, but...
Like a mini Olympic.
Oh, the Olympic peepers.
Yes. And I just wanted to tell you because...
Uh-huh.
We have a mascot for our peeper Olympics.
Especially,
anyway,
yes, after pie.
Well, I must go now.
Yes.
Well, the peepers.
Yes.
I have some trading to do.
Gassy peepers.
Come on.
Okay.
Faster.
Oh, dear Gussie. Big Fatty, look at the peepers running. Oh, dear Gussie.
Peeper number two alone.
Oh.
Stop doing that.
Oh. Goodness
me.
Maybe they're running after pie.
He's very busy, as you can tell.
Oh, yes.
Anyway,
very
busy. Bye from me as well.
Oh.
Bye, Poodle. Big Fatty.
Oh. Oh, dear Gussie. Big Fatty. Your that is Ick and the Shy Yeti. Big Fatty, those peepers, jeepers, creepers. We know where he got those peepers. Big Fatty. Isn't that a song or something? Yeah, I think that's a song that Toppy hums a lot. Big Fatty, is that when he's trying to decide to go to the connections or not? Big Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, I want to remind you that today is the last day you can get entered in the haiku contest. Just send your haikus in by 6 p.m. in the evening Eastern time. You know, that's the only time zone that matters. And you'll be included. We'll play the last of those on next week. And then old Mr. Cackle and Dr. P will choose a winner for that lesbian gift card. Y'all, don't forget. Don't forget Sunday, Father's Day. And, you know, Big Fatty always puts the offer out there. Yes, Big Fatty, Mother's Day and Father's Day. If you need someone to be your daddy, Big Fatty, it's just something about it when you say you're going to be, that's like granny being a daddy, man. That's just, it's just, something's wrong in the world when that happens. Well, I guess that's probably true. But anyway, y'all, it's a special day, and it'll be my first Father's Day without the orange hat around, and I'm just going to have to see how that goes. So keep Big Fatty in your thoughts there. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. Y'all, it has been raining like cats and dogs. Here this afternoon at the Villa, and it's supposed to rain all weekend long. Y'all, speaking of World Gin Day on Thursday, that Daniel Bieber told me that it was sometime last week, so I'm going to have to do some more research, but that Stevie B showed me, he was at some sort of garden, and he showed me some juniper plants. I asked him if there was a lime tree nearby. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, you heard the birthday boy, that Ed Candelabra, and when you think about a Big Fatty being your daddy...
You scared me.
Oh.
Don't scare me.
Okay, well, how about Granny? Would Granny scare you as your daddy?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.